You are listening to Troy and Tyler on Talk CDL, the Trucker Show. We are a weekly trucking podcast, and all we talk about is trucking-related material and trucking only. Tyler, tell them how they can find us.
Yeah, you can definitely find us on TalkCDL.com, our number one spot. Also, Facebook.com/TalkCDL to listen to the show, iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and any other podcasting app that you want. You can find us there. Thank you so much. Enjoy the episode.
All right, Johnny Acid, back in the studio with you today, buddy. Hey, check this out. We started our new global interviews last night. We were in the studio, and of course, you were probably stoned somewhere. No, I'm just kidding.
Right.
So anyways, we started this new global thing where we're actually interviewing people from all over the world.
How exciting.
And they're truckers.
Wow.
Yeah, so they're truckers from all over the world. How interesting, huh?
Oh, you know what? If they're not born in the USA, they're really not truckers, are they?
Some of them truck harder than we do. But look, check this out. We did a guy, that didn't sound right. We interviewed a guy in Australia last night.
Yeah, how'd that go?
Good day, mate.
A little shrimp on the Barbie.
Yeah, we did none of those jokes, honestly. Now, he did confess that he hit a kangaroo, you know, it's an interesting interview. I will be honest with you. You know, I wasn't really too prepared for it. Tyler ran some of it. It's gone in for editing, and it's going to be uploaded in April sometime, I guess, and hopefully we'll be getting more. I'd like to get somebody from Germany, Italy. I want to get some Italy. If you're an Italy trucker listening to this specific podcast, PM us on Facebook. We want to put you on our, and also France, because they had a big giant trucker strike years ago.
Right.
And you can read up on it. They had this huge trucker strike, and I'd love to see if the guy remembers it. Maybe we can get him talking about it.
Who's going to translate?
No, I mean, actually, you know what? If you're hearing this podcast in any country and you have English hearing ears and an English speaking mouth, call us. If you're speaking in another language, don't call Talk CDL because we talk English.
Getting back to Australia.
The Bobby.
They've got the worst beer in the world. You ever drink Foster's? It tastes like dog pee. It's disgusting.
I've never drank Foster's, being honest.
Don't.
What's funny, when I was a kid, I had this friend.
Yeah.
And he collected beer cans.
Right.
And I remember this gigantic Foster can.
Big oil can, yeah.
Yeah, it was huge, man. It was like, I don't know, 5-gallon can or something stupid. Now they have growlers. You ever see a growler?
No.
All right, anyway, so what are we talking about today? We're not going to talk about these foreign truckers. I mean, look, we're all truckers everywhere. You know, some people truck. Hey, I'll tell you who would be really interesting to talk to.
Yeah.
And we can even get an American. If you're an American that has trucked in Iraq, I've talked to guys in times past, but I never had them on the show, where they've actually took a job for Halliburton or one of these guys that go, you know, overseas and truck in areas like that, and literally have been shot at.
I was a transportation officer over in Riyadh, and then when Desert Storm kicked off, I went into Kuwait City.
So were you trucking, or are you just the guy in the motor pool?
I was actually, it was like a team driver. I was the guy sitting in the passenger seat.
Were you armed?
Yes.
Awesome. Were you shooting, or was it just?
I was shooting my mouth off.
So you were trucking, and was it Kuwait? You said where were you trucking?
Yeah, well, we were in Saudi Arabia, and then during Desert Shield, and then when Desert Storm kicked off, we went into Kuwait City.
That's awesome, though, Johnny Acid. So you were Sergeant Johnny Acid, Captain Johnny Acid. What were you?
Lieutenant.
Nobody will ever believe that. Nobody's going to believe you.
sounds good on the ear.
Lieutenant Johnny Acid. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. You had a stripe, huh?
Yeah. I got out as a captain.
Wow. Captain Acid.
Yeah. Captain Acid.
Wow.
Yes. I like that.
That is cool.
Yeah,
so you were team driver in, well, now, again, give me the country you were teaming in.
Well, we were in we were in Saudi Arabia in Riyadh, and then
and so now, did you ever get shot at?
Yeah, sort of, yeah.
What do you mean, sort of? Either a freaking bullet was fired at you or not, Johnny Acid.
Okay, well,
sort
of. We're in the truck, and this beam of light hits the dash that wasn't there before, and I'm like, where's that coming from? And I looked over my head, and it looked like a 50 caliber round punched through the cab, and that was sunlight coming in.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool, Johnny.
I think so.
Yeah. Why didn't you ever tell us this before? We could have talked about it.
PTSD, man.
Oh, really? You're a PTSD dude?
Not really.
Do you have PTSD?
No.
Do you got a ringing in your head or what? Huh?
Yeah, but it's probably not from that.
Are you psychotic? Oh, we already know you are. I mean, that's cool though, Johnny Acid.
Yes, I was a trucker.
Oh yeah, a Lieutenant Trucker Acid.
Well, here's the really bad part of here's the really bad part. You're on the forward edge of the battle area, which is moving at 30 miles an hour across the desert. And you're right near the front lines, and there's bullets flying. And since you're a transportation, you're actually hauling a 10,000 gallon tanker of fuel.
Oh, wow. That's really cool. You're like riding a rocket.
Yeah, you're riding a bomb, basically.
That is crazy, Johnny Acid.
Well, the good news is it's diesel, which...
ignition point.
You pretty much drop a match in it.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't drop a match in it. Maybe you would, Johnny Acid.
I wouldn't try it.
Yeah, well, so. All right, so talk to me. What kind of a rig was it? So it was basically a tanker.
You know, we called it a 10-ton truck.
How many gallons did it hold, you said?
10,000.
10,000 gallons.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a combination. It was tractor-trailer, right?
That's correct.
How many wheels did they have on those trucks?
I think 18.
Hey, a question. Did they have, like...
Never counted them.
Well, did they, Johnny? Yes. Did they have guards like as far as like around the tires, so like they couldn't shoot tires out? Did you just have like
no, just regular truck?
Were they the bullet piercing tire, the rubber? You know, where they take a bullet in and then they seal right away? Were they
negative?
Negative, just regular tires. Yeah. Man, if I was like one of those Iraqi guys or, you know, the ISIS guys, and I was shooting at you, first thing I'd do is I'd take out your tires, Johnny Acid.
They couldn't get close enough.
Why?
We eliminated them.
Oh, okay, yeah. I would hide in the desert, and I'd carve out like a cactus, and then when I would wait for only you, Johnny Acid, to come by, and I would shoot out your tires.
Yeah, that probably wouldn't be a good idea.
And then I would interrogate you.
One of our APCs would probably turn around with... one of the 50 cals, and your little cactus would disappear.
Yeah. Boy, Johnny.
along with you.
Well, Johnny, you sound like a different guy talking about your military trucking days. That's crazy. You're like, yeah. Tyler, trucking in the military. Military mm-hmm. truckers. You know, Tyler, he hauls bombs and missiles and stuff like that.
That's scary.
Yeah. I mean, literal missiles. So, but that's really cool, man. So like when you're out there trucking now, did the tractors have like sleepers on them, or were they just day cabs?
Yeah, no sleepers.
No sleepers. Yeah. See, I've talked to guys.
No APUs.
No APUs. No refrigerators inside.
No.
You know what the Australian guy told us last night?
What?
He said that they mount their refrigerators on top of the cab. It's in the interview. Wait till you hear it. I'm serious.
On top?
On top.
That's kind of strange.
They have some weird stuff. And you know one of their best trucks over there is?
What's that?
Volvo.
You got to be kidding
me.
No,
you know Volvo people say about the Volvo drivers. Mm-hmm. We won't go there, right, Alice?
They all wear flip-flops.
Alice. But anyways, and look, I don't have nothing against Volvos. I drove a Volvo at one time. I had Western Stars on these. So, but anyways, so tell us more. I mean, what's really cool now, here's what, did you see a lot of civilian truckers coming over there or running for Halliburton when you were over there? Did you?
Mm-hmm.
See, you've heard of Halliburton. Everybody knows who Halliburton is.
Yes. Brown & Root is the subsidiary company.
Okay. So Johnny Acid, you sound intelligent today. Are you on something or what? You're on a smart drug.
You know, we were out in the desert, and as you know, the Republican Guard blew up a lot of the oil derricks, and there were fires everywhere. So all these oil derricks were on fire. And we're driving through the desert, and it starts to rain.
In a tractor trailer.
I look up. There's not a cloud in the sky. I'm like, how's it raining?
What, somebody blew something up and oil was coming down all over you?
That's exactly what happened. We thought it was rain, but unfortunately it was crude oil, which is very flammable, by the way.
But they must have really blew it up for it to come down like rain.
Yeah.
I mean, much. Seriously, yeah. That had to be some power pack in there.
Oh, yeah.
So what I was going to say, I just wanted to get at something. I don't know how much you're aware of. These guys that I talked to that were running for Halliburton and a couple other these oil companies that, you know, they take you over there and, you know, you're at high risk to die and all that crap.
Right.
But these guys were claiming they made like double the money. I mean, it's like these guys would make like $100,000 in 6 months or something like that. But I think, don't they get like chopped big time when they come back into the country by our government, taxes wise or what?
No. If you're in a combat zone where whether you're military or civilian, you're tax free. And yeah, really? You're right. They make a ton. Listen, everything's contracted. Soldiers don't do anything. They don't clean toilets. They don't cook. They don't do anything. The guy standing in the line at the chow hall with a spoon in his hand, dropping slop onto your trays, making $100,000 a year.
Wow. And he's just a civilian.
That's your tax dollars at work, baby.
Yeah. But look, let's be honest. If you get an American trucker and he signs up to go over there and run in, you know, Afghanistan or Iraq or wherever, you know, Syria, wherever it's like really, you know, you're risking your butt. You know what I mean? To be honest, just my opinion, $100,000 ain't a whole lot of money to risk my butt.
Oh, he'll make more than that.
Well, these guys were telling me. Now, this was probably maybe 5, 6, 7 years ago, maybe longer. Uh-huh. They were making $80,000 to $100,000 is what they were telling me. But they do it in like 6, 7 months.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But then they would come back because they wouldn't stay there for 12 months. They'd go over so long and then come back. And some of those guys went over for 2 and 3 times.
Oh yeah, wouldn't you?
You know, to be honest with you, you know, you go over there, risk $100,000. You know, my luck. I would go over there and I'd be driving down the road and all you would hear is pull over, please. You know, right? And exactly, man. And I would be the guy on freaking TV with my hands tied behind my back, confessing Allah and getting my head cut off or something stupid. And look, I'm not making fun of them. I'm just saying my luck, I'd be the guy getting caught by the Taliban or ISIS. That's not me, man. I'm not trucking in Iraq or any of those places.
Great news. No e-logs or paper logs.
Oh, gee, I think I'll go then. Yeah. Yeah, I'd rather deal with the Taliban than e-logs. What are you, nuts? No, I'm going to stay here.
All right.
Yeah. But no, honestly, I just think that, you know, it's actually quite interesting that those jobs exist. You know, there's a lot of drivers out there that don't even realize that they can do that. And I don't know if you have to have a certain amount of experience, but my guess is you just have to have a heartbeat and a Class A CDL.
CDL and a pulse, yeah.
Yeah, CDL and a pulse.
That's pretty much it.
That's pretty cool, man. I mean, honestly.
Yeah.
So now in trucking over in Iraq and or wherever you were at, did they have reefers and dry vans and flatbeds? Or I imagine they have flatbeds. They load all kind of stuff on flatbeds.
All of the above.
Oh, really? Yeah. Reefers and
sure, yeah.
Oh, sweet, mm-hmm. Man. And what kind of tractors did they have over there? Were they all just military tractors?
Military.
So the civilians come over, and they're trucking in military tractors, even for running for Halliburton, or do they have like KWs and Peterbilts and stuff over there?
All military.
Really?
Yeah.
How fast do those trucks go?
How fast can you make it go?
Well, that's my question, man. Do they crank out or what? Do they do triple digit?
Yeah, they go as fast as the engine will allow. There's no covenant on it.
But they're pretty guarded, huh? The when they're driving, there people are. Yeah, we're watching them to keep them safe.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that works out pretty good. I mean, honestly, that's not a bad little deal.
That's all right. Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, Johnny Acid, you're getting a little shy here, man. We turned this into a Johnny Acid interview, or should I say, Captain Johnny Acid.
Listen, all my friends were airborne. I was chairborne. I pretty much sat behind a desk.
Chairborne. Yeah. Captain Acid.
I just made all that crap up. I wasn't even in the military.
Yeah, you were. We know you were. I personally know that you were. But that's cool. All right. Yeah. Well, hey, you know, we've got some stuff we want to talk about today, but my gosh, why don't we...
Well, let me ask you something.
Go ahead.
You're talking about, you know, the French guys and Italian. I'd be interested to talk to one of the truck drivers from Great Britain, because those guys drive on the wrong side of the road. You know what I mean? The steering wheel. I wonder if the steering wheel's on the wrong side, like it is with the cars and stuff.
You know, I'm glad. I'm going to add that into one of my questions when we get one of those guys on there. But I think that they are. I think the steering wheel, I think, is on the other side.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, we kicked their ass during the Revolutionary War, so.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, and we'll make sure that you're part of the interview. You can remind them of that when they come on.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, it reminds me of my first time trucking when I was a young trucker and I was up in the north and I came down to Alabama.
Right.
Right. I was from Pennsylvania. You could tell I'm a Yankee.
Yeah.
And I get down to Alabama and I'm in Birmingham and I need directions.
Yeah.
And all you hear is, I'm like on the CB, can anybody help me find this place? All you hear is, go home, Yankee.
I figured you'd hear Sling Blade.
Go home, Yankee. No, but seriously, so we're going to wrap this one up here. I mean, it turned into a Johnny Acid interview, and we're clocking 15 minutes here.
That's it, really?
Yeah. What,
15 minutes already?
That's all you're worth. I mean, your whole life in 15 minutes, Johnny Acid.
Just getting warmed up, dude.
Yeah. All right. Well, you got any more stuff to tell us about trucking in Iraq?
No.
Nothing at all?
No, that's it.
Now, you were the passenger. Did you drive at all?
Hell no.
So you actually literally sat there and you had the gun in your hands and was it loaded? I doubt it. You probably didn't.
Yeah, I had the safety on though.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Well, let's wrap this show up. Johnny Acid on interview today here at Talk CDL. Kind of a weird, we're just sitting here in the studio. I doubt this will ever get on the air, Johnny Acid, but who knows?
Probably not.
We'll send it to Tyler and see if they edit it. Who knows?
Oh, God. Send it to the Air Force guy. I'm sure he's going to chop it to bits.
Johnny Acid, do you have any advice for anybody that's going to be trucking in the Middle East at all? Before we go, do you got any advice? Seriously,
yeah,
keep
yeah.
your head down or what? We'll get watch for foxholes.
I'd say watch for IEDs. Really?
Yeah, that is crazy. Yeah. Did you see any of those at all? Have you seen any go off?
I've seen a few. Yeah.
Yeah. Now that's what causes the PTSD, right? Is it what it's called, PTSD or PTSD?
That's what I'm told. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Johnny Acid in the studio.
Yeah, baby.
Hey, man, he's too shy to talk about himself. I tried. All right, let's wrap it up. Johnny Acid, anything else? We're going to roll.
Peace.
Peace.